The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali.
All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He deserves all praise because all good originates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all good returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in command. Sure, when we beg from Him, Allah will send and give us security. But whatever the case may be, by begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and putting trust in Him, what it does is it creates this instantaneous security. And it's amazing, that level of security. If you think it doesn't exist, let me give you an example. There's a sister whose husband passed away, and she was very lonely, felt very insecure because now the love of her life has left, and the family is sort of broken apart, and she's mostly alone, loneliness. If you want to excite a human being's vulnerabilities, it's when they're in that state of loneliness and no one's calling them, and no one cares potentially, and you start to feel very weak because you don't know what will happen. What if I get sick? What if I cannot afford to feed myself? And of course, at the lowest level, which is actually very powerful, is to ask for that companionship, the need, the desire. So when you pick up the phone and you call this lonely person, they get very excited. And you talk to them, they don't want to hang up. And then when you do hang up after a long time, let's say an hour and a half of conversation, they send you a message that, please call me again, I feel really good. And it's beautiful that we should be doing this among ourselves. We should be maintaining relationships. We should be caring for each other. We should limit the vulnerabilities of each other by caring and giving good words to each other, and not finding faults in each other, but rather supporting each other with good words. And if somebody's telling you of their problems, then you console them by seeing if there's anything you can do to help them. For that consoles a human being. Now that's at a human-to-human level. Imagine between human and Allah, that when you're talking to Allah and He responds, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ, I respond when you ask me. The Prophet, Allah is saying to the Holy Prophet, tell them, I respond. Therefore, let them respond to me. But Allah responds. Allah says, وَقُلَ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, say, ask me and I will answer you. How? The initial conversation with Allah, when you go into sujood and say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. When you do qunut and say, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Rabbana ighfir lana wa liikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. All of these du'as that Allah has laid in the Quran as examples, Allah immediately responds first by the initial heart feeling the tranquility of that prayer. For the minute you recite, you're connected with Allah, and Allah is responding. And that response is more powerful than receiving a phone call from a friend. For there is no greater security than the security with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the du'as are so important for us. If you look at the quotations of some of the situations of our prophets, going back to Sulaiman, as he's praying, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْهِ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ, that you should be pleased with my good deeds and put me among the good doers. Put me where? Day of Judgment. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he is at the pinnacle of his power, what does he say? تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ, let me die a Muslim and put me among the good doers. Make me among the good doers. وَالْحِقْنِ بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Look at his concern. He's now the de facto most powerful man after the king in Egypt. And he's concerned about dying a Muslim. He's concerned about the day of judgment. Because Allah says, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكْرَ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. That they remember Allah much. They remember the day of judgment. They know they shall return to Allah. This is that connection, the love you and I need to have. For when you and I embrace that, then our deeds will naturally be based on the condition of the pleasure of the one we love. For when we love somebody, then we want to do what the beloved wants from us. He strengthens us through that. That's why the dhikr of Allah tranquilizes the heart. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. This is the reason. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you and I really understand Him, He is the absolute good. And there is nothing that my heart can be consoled with, but with good resonance. And there is no good resonance but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you and I need a practical, pragmatic measure to understand that resonance, then talk about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talk about Abu Abdullah al-Husayn in Karbala. Talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa sallam. Talk about Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. Talk about Hassan ibn Ali al-Mujtaba. Talk about such people. Talk about the 11, all the Imams. Talk about Imam Jafar Sadiq, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Radha alayhi salam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salatu wasalam, all of them, the 9th Imam, 10th Imam, Imam Sahib al-Zaman, ajallahu ta'ala farah. Every one of these conversations that we have of these great personalities strengthens our feet to a level where we feel confident, so that when we reiterate the events of Karbala, it's not only to shed tears but to gain confidence that when you and I have difficulties and trials, then we take refuge through that. So what you find is very interesting, that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, you'll see in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how many prophets fought in the way of Allah, right? But they never lost heart if they met with disaster in Allah's way. They never lost heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing this in Surah Ali Imran, verse 146. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when they went forward to do Allah's work and the situation got bad, sometimes the enemy surrounded them. You see? Like, for example, in the battle of Uhud. You find that in this battle, some believers disobeyed the Holy Prophet. And as a result, they abandoned their position. Khalid bin Walid was the commander of the Meccan Kufr, Shirk army, saw this, and he found an avenue to come and attack the Muslims. And the Muslims got beaten up because of this mistake, this disobedience to the Holy Prophet. Great example, yesterday and today, that today also, if and when we disobey the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will get beaten. We will get marginalized. If you look at the Western hegemony today that has conquered and occupied the Muslim lands, it's because many a times we forgot the Holy Prophet himself. As a result, the enemy found the weak spots in us and came and divided us. And today, they're robbing us every single day. They're taking our resources every single day, and they rule the world like it's their own. And they have no compunctions with it. They have no guilt with it. They continue to commit the heinous crimes because they found a weak spot. But if we as a Muslim ummah come together and band together with Allah and the Holy Prophet and follow the instructions of Allah and the Holy Prophet and understand where authority lies after the Holy Prophet especially, and we submit to that command, you will find that the enemy will never be able to even approach us. And we will become so steadfast and strong that it'll be impossible to defeat us. Impossible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they need not weaken. And Allah loves, Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin. Allah loves the patient ones. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah loves those who are firm and steadfast. Because Allah has made their feet strong, their hearts strong. And when the enemy sees people with strong hearts and strong, firm footing, and they know that this person is not for sale, and they know this person is strong, and they know this person will never bargain for any price, then the enemy will be afraid.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.